Johnny loved animals as much as plants. However, he noticed that some folks didn't. In fact, some people didn't seem to love animals at all. Sometimes Johnny would see a dog that was way too thin. At other times, he might see a horse pulling a load that was too heavy. Of course, Johnny didn't raise a fuss or fight. That wasn't his way. Instead, he'd buy the animal right on the spot. Johnny would pay whatever the original owner asked. Then Johnny would find a new owner who would care for the animal and give it a good home. Other times, Johnny would trade apple trees for animals.
One time, poor Johnny made a bad trade.
He traded a tree for an ancient mule. That mule was so stubborn and ornery that it refused to pull or push.
It just stood still, like it was posed for a picture.
The mule plumb tuckered Johnny out so that he had to give it to a farmer. It wouldn't work for the farmer either, but the farmer used it to hold a clothesline. Johnny loved wild animals too, but he wouldn't give them to anyone else. Johnny thought that they ought to live in the wild. After all, that's why they were called wild animals. Johnny spent some time outside a forest. One day, Johnny found a wolf with a hurt foot. Johnny fed it and waited for it to leave. But the wolf didn't want to leave. It liked Johnny, and it even liked the apples that Johnny gave it. That wolf would fetch apples like a dog fetches balls. Sometimes it buried them. Apple trees grew from those buried apples and formed the orchards of Western Ohio.